Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Demand for beef is strong, and incentives to grow the herd are mixed as ranchers decide to retain heifers for breeding or sell them now and cash in on these historic prices. There is a third option, however, and that's purchasing bred females to boost the calf crop for next year's marketing. Buying pregnant females skips the heifer development stage and adds to the numbers for future marketing. The category of cows to purchase is then the consideration, states SDSU Extension Cow-Calf Field Specialist Taylor Grusing.
You could purchase some crossbred animals that would enter into a terminal breeding situation. These calves from those cows could then be 100% marketed into the calf market come next fall. And then that added value coming from those calf sales could be utilized to purchase the maternal heifers that you want to either rebuild your herd or expand your herd.
She encourages producers to evaluate facility and labor resources when buying cows. For example, if already calving in April, purchasing females which calve in February could fit into an underutilized calving window. If the facilities are available but not the pasture, consider short-term options such as custom calving or purchasing females for quick turnaround and sale as pairs. And finally, dry lotting pairs is an idea.
There is the opportunity to potentially purchase the cows, then be able to utilize some of those cash crops that are undervalued at the moment and be able to add value to those cash crops by feeding them to cattle.
For more on the topic of purchasing bred females, visit the beef page at extension.sdstate.edu.